Note taking and tracking of jiu-jitsu could be one of the most important things that you do long term for yourself. Jiu-jitsu itself, it's very difficult to track. Between my brain and your brain, probably we have some differences from a perspective how we process information. Two, my body will be different than yours. Three, my learning curve might be faster or slower than yours. And then third, honestly, just how much effort we put into jiu-jitsu. Between this and few actually other factors, jiu-jitsu is extremely difficult to track. One thing that I'll tell you right off the bat, try not to compare yourself to other students. That's one of the biggest obstacles for many, many, many students. By comparing ourselves to somebody else, we are creating this false perception of progress or not progressing, if you will. But what we need to really truly do is compare ourselves to us at certain point of time. And that is hard. So how can we do this? Well, that's when note-taking comes in. And you could take notes on essentially anything and everything. You could take notes on how many times you come in into the class, how many times you step onto the mat, how many classes you take specifically. Then you can take this a little bit deeper on what exactly you're learning. You can take notes and journal it from a perspective of exactly what you learn or the key points that you really want to take away from a particular class. But in addition to this, you can really track by far more than that. You can track who you train with, what your success was, you know, what was the response of your partner, what was your response in a specific situation. And all that seems useless at the time. However, once you compile this large amount of information over, you know, let's say 4 to 6 to 8 weeks, and then perhaps even more over months and years, then you're going to learn different patterns that are arising in front of you. You're going to start noticing a progress that you are making in jiu-jitsu. I'll tell you a very quick story. A friend of mine at some point of his jiu-jitsu journey said, listen, I need to attend X amount of times a year. This is my goal. And it's very difficult for me to do this because my work and family schedules are so busy. I have a difficulty coming in and stepping onto the mat. And he says, listen, what I'm going to do is I want to attend X amount of times a year. And he broke that down into months, which equals this times a year, my month. And then it equals this times every week. And then he broke it down. Each week he's going to attend specific classes. And that really came down for him to attend 2 to 3 times a week in order for him to attend the goal that was really, really not achievable in the very beginning. And in a very simple way, he created a plan. Now, the plan was only good if he really tracked how successful he was. In the first year, as he was doing this, his success was very low simply because his tracking wasn't as accurate as he wanted to be. So, following year, he made that change. He made a commitment to himself to journal every single time he steps on the mat. And guess what? At the end of the year, he was on the mat 3 to 4 times instead of 2 to 3 times. So he has increased the amount of time what he actually originally thought he wanted to be. And it was completely unintentionally. It's not that his time freed up. It's not that his life has changed. Simply his priority has changed and he put more emphasis and he made a point to drive for the goal. So, journaling is very important. Journaling from a tracking perspective of jiu-jitsu is really, really impactful, could make a huge impact in the long run. Give it a shot. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.